This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, going house to house in Cleveland with the Western Reserve Thriving Communities Institute. When you sit down with Jim Rokakis, who directs the Thriving Communities Institute as part of the Western Reserve Land Conservancy, and his chief lieutenants, Frank Ford, Senior Policy Advisor and Numbers Crutcher, and the Special Project Chief, Jay Westbrook, you realize there's over 100 years of experience in wrestling with the problems and the potential of rebuilding cities, in their case, Cleveland and other communities in Ohio, from the ground up, including the bare bones of houses and neighborhoods long neglected and misunderstood. Quickly, one realizes these are people who are veterans of the hammer and tong fights involved in city and state government, as well as organizing among consumers and communities. It took us a while to stop telling old stories of comrades in arms and those now gone in order to get down to serious business. And the Thriving Communities Institute is serious business. Without pretending to have my arms around all of their operations, it is clear that starting from one small land bank operation, they have fostered the building of a network of land banks in Ohio, first in the northeast and now northeastern part of the state, and now in a majority of counties throughout the state. The land banks are as diverse as the communities where they're located, but in the urban areas of Cleveland, Youngstown, Akron, and similar cities where the heart beats the fastest when talking to Jim and his crew is when they're talking about rebuilding neighborhoods and communities once you get past the gallows humor of comparing 56,000 vacant land bank properties in Detroit's Wayne County to the only 26,000 or so in Cleveland. The scope of their work is a template for many communities in other ways as well. Leaving, they gave me one of the last copies of their data book, Cleveland Neighborhoods by the Numbers, which I started reading after the Acorn Canada year-end meetings drew to a close later that night. They'd managed to finance and implement, with the help of the City of Cleveland and others, a massive property inventory of all 158,000 parcels in the city in 2015. I remember well the scale of the effort Acorn did with Professor Ken Reardon, then of Cornell, and many others, and a small army of students of all the properties in the Ninth Ward of New Orleans in order to make our people's plan for rebuilding New Orleans after Katrina. So I know well what it takes to pull off and how essential it is in making the case and forcing change. In our case, it literally saved the lower Ninth Ward. In this case, it's still a fight being waged. To give an example of the value of this work, take the case of unoccupied structures, which are often the bane of neighborhood existence and the rock in the road to revival. Thanks to their work, you can quickly determine that in 2015, of the 12,144 such structures, almost 7,500 are classified A to C, either meaning that there is a great or fair chance of total rehabilitation. In the F category, 1,600 might end up demolished, but there's a fighting chance with vision, organizing, and of course resources for recovery. This is the kind of roadmap we need in every city in the country where neighborhoods are facing deterioration and abandonment, and the Thriving Communities Institute is creating a model worth close examination. There's a lot to be excited about in Cleveland. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.